guys, it's Afi, and welcome to day two of the 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life audio-visual series for life transformation. And today's confession is, I am a daughter of the King. So this is part one of two series or two messages that I want to share with you about self-image. And self-image is, simply put, and this is from Merriam-Webster, the way you think about yourself and your abilities or appearance, one's conception of oneself or of one's role. And you can also think of it as self-perception, which Merriam-Webster defines as the idea that you have about the kind of person you are. That's saying a lot. So here's why self-image is important. I will share with you that I had to heal from negative self-image, right? And before the end of 2015, I feel like the Lord's hand was very heavy on me with this. And I'm glad that it was, because I would have left another year going into a new year with the same self-image, self-perception issues. So before the end of that year, here's how the Lord once and for all really helped me transform the way that I saw myself. I remember asking the Lord, I said, what does it mean to have one's identity in Christ? What does that mean? Because I came to the understanding before 2015 that I didn't like who I had become. I didn't like where my life was and where I had an idea of where it was going to go if I kept going down this certain path. But I said, this is how I've identified myself. You know, I understand that I have to have my identity in Christ, but I don't know what that means. What does that mean? So I remember I was in my prayer room one night, and I was journaling, and the Holy Spirit said, turn to Psalm 45. And so I'm reading it, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, that's nice. Yeah, okay. And then I come to verse 13, and it says, and this is the King James Version, the king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions, that follow her shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. So what that ministered to me was that I am a daughter of the Most High God, and God is a king. You know, he's a king who has this big palace with all this room for me and all his other daughters and sons to live in. And he's a father who cares about my character. The scriptures say that she was glorious within. And other versions of the Bible don't say that, but this stood out to me, because to me that was saying that she was beautiful within. So the Lord is a father who cares about my character, which is why I feel like before the end of 2015, he showed me exactly where I was in terms of having a negative self-image that needed to be healed, and how I needed to correct certain behaviors, because those behaviors were flowing out of that negative self-image, right? So here's some other things that I took out of those three verses. It says that her companions were virgins. Now, most of us are not virgins. So I didn't focus on, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm not a virgin anymore. My friends aren't virgins anymore. What I took that to mean is that the Lord is a good father who cares about my character, as we said, but he cares about the company that I keep, because the company that I keep is going to influence how I see myself, is going to influence what goes in my spirit, and therefore what comes out of my mouth and how I act. Because the people that I hang around are like mirrors. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron. So a friend changes the countenance of another. So who you hang around has a lot to do with your self-image. So here's another thing that I got out of that. It was saying that, you know, she was brought unto the king in a raiment of needlework. So yes, the Lord has all of these riches. He wants to dress me in these fine clothes, and, you know, he wants me to look good. He wants me to look my best. He wants me to wear clothes that complement my skin tone. He wants me to wear my hair in a way that's fitting for me. But He also, as I said before, he cares about my character. He wants me to be adorned within just as much as I am with, on the outside. And here's the last thing. It says with gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace with joy and rejoicing. I had lost my joy, you guys. I had lost my joy, and that was actually a huge part of my identity before a long time. I felt like, well, I don't have anything to be joyful about. I don't have anything to smile about. For a long time, if you saw me in pictures smiling, it was like this forced, contrived, I think that's the right word to use in this context. It was like this forced or masked smile. But before the end of 2015, thank God that, he showed me that that joy was a part of my identity and that I needed to recover it. So, ladies, here's the thing. If you are going through something, if what I'm saying is resonating with you and you are thinking in your mind, she really just read my mail. I've been struggling with the fact that I don't even know who I am anymore. I don't know the person that I look at in the mirror. If that's what you're thinking, I want you to confess for 24 hours, a week, a month, however long you need to. I am a daughter of the king. And the beauty about being a daughter of the king is that when you get into his word, you understand how he feels about you. You understand your rightful place in the kingdom and the family of God. You understand his character as a father, and you understand the character that he wants you to have as his daughter. And you understand how much he really loves you, and that nothing can come between you except you. So just remember until tomorrow or the next time that you need to confess. You need to confess what it is that you want to see in your life. You need to confess it. And confess your way to success. That's going to be our mantra for this 90 days. Confess your way to success. And again, today's confession is I am a daughter of the king.